Yeah, good evening, dear listeners. So welcome to the special edition of Business and Economic segment. Particularly today, we'll be speaking with Mr. Leonard Akathingo. We are going to speak about a new app that has been in existence for a few times, especially when you're going to engage when it comes to transfer, either you are an educator, education administrator, you are a teacher, school principal, and you want to transfer. Maybe it's because of family commitment. However, we are going to be engaged telephonically by the guest of today, especially when we are going to speak about those digital driven solutions. And we are not only speaking about fourth industrial revolution, but we are speaking about Namibians who are at the forefront of industrialization and also utilizing technology to solve problems and challenges that we find. That's why in a short period of time we'll be in communication with the guests for today. Stay tuned. We are here until the hour of 1900 hours.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
We are moving forward with a special edition, especially today when you're going to speak about digital driven solutions, when we are going to be in conversation, in communication with the co-founder of iTransfer Namibia. Speaking about Mr. Leonard Akathingo, and he's going to engage us particularly what is this app all about, and he's going to tell us the importance and also what you need to do. And we speak about digital driven solutions, and we are always very happy, especially to be joined by Namibians who look at digitally driven solutions and also use technology to solve current challenges. Mr. Leonard Akathingo, good evening. And welcome to Eagle FM Namibia, and also thank you for taking time especially to be with us this evening and also to assist us to unpack this. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm good, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Yes, just to start with it, let us look at this solution-driven app. We speak about iTransfer Namibia. Just maybe before we go directly to the app, maybe just a short background and what prompted you to invest in this digital technology, especially before we go into that context.
All right. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I think first we need to start by introducing myself, who I am, because who I am is what led us to where we are today.
Mm-hmm.
So, as introduced, my name is Leonard Nangolo Akathingo. I am a mental health activist.
Yeah.
I'm also a Mandela Washington Fellowship alumni 2025. I am an author. I write books, and I use technology to address social challenges. And as a mental health activist, I'm always interested in understanding the issue around mental health, because particularly I was also a victim of mental health challenges. And in much of my books, I speak openly about how I attempted suicide 2 times. And this is not something one's supposed to be proud of, but it's something that one can teach from that, because I speak from a place of pain so that no one else can go through that. But I remember vividly when I was attending my Mandela Washington Fellowship in the United States in July last year. And then I came across, I was sent two articles of 3 Namibian teachers, male teachers, that committed suicide. And as a mental health activist, someone who have lived, you know, been there, experienced the pain, who stood on the cliff that many of our brothers and sisters once fell from, I understood the first pain. And on top of that, my mother was a school principal. She just recently retired, and she's beautifully resting at home. So for the most part of my life is that she has been teaching far from home. So we have always been meeting on holidays until the last few years in her retirement, where she was able to teach near home. But still, and then I got married to this beautiful, amazing wife of mine, who also again teaches a couple of kilometers away from our matrimonial home. So this is not just a number. This is statistic of real life experiences. So when I saw the articles of this brother committing suicide, and I saw a lot of articles of house breaking apart, falling apart, and as you can see from last week, there was an article of the divorce rates in Namibia. One can attribute one section to that because, you know, of the distance and all that happens in between, which can be a topic of another day when I become a mental health to discuss a mental health related. But when we when I saw the article of this young man that took their life, you know, as a mental health activist, often writing and publishing videos on TikTok and wherever, raising awareness on mental health, I understand that there are times where you feel alone and no one can hear you, and I understand what it means to when you are functioning and your heart is just not there, when there's no peace. So then I come to study what could have been the problem, even though the problem is only known to them, not to myself. The said reality, the said reality always that people are not happy, and we cannot say we can make everyone happy, but we can slowly use our creativity and skills to create solutions to meet them halfway and meet them where they are. So if the brothers were having, were uncomfortable working environment, where whatever situation, but at that point in time, those brothers couldn't get maybe the help they needed. But so when I started thinking about all this thing, and I thought about my mom, in her car on the dusty road going to school just for us. When I see my wife going to school again on the gravel road, going those far places. When I see many other young boys and girls, going many places. Then I thought to myself, something needs to be done, because all what it needs to be done here is to create one practical solution. And that solution is to use technology to meet where they are, so that when they want to transfer and teach where their heart feel comfortable at, in the push of a button, they can see who matches them, and then they can transfer. That's the genesis of iTransfer Namibia.
It's quite very understandable, background, and also I'm very happy that you involve technology, especially to bringing people together. Now, let us speak about iTransfer Namibia. We understand the background, and we understand that from your perspective, and also the intention is also to bring people closer to home, and also bring about that bond. Now, let us look at when it started, how it's operating, and also maybe we can also go to the functionality of it, and also challenges also throughout the establishment of the iTransfer Namibia. Let us first begin with how it is working, and who should use this app, and where to find it too.
All right. So iTransfer Namibia started quite some time of between me and my partner, who I always say if there is any greatest thing that God has placed in my life is my business partner, Sam Fotolela. We always sit around with a lot of minds. We compare notes.
Yeah.
And then as we're thinking about this idea, I know I run it past a lot of people. This one will say it's impossible. This one will say it's impossible. Mm. Everyone, wherever I want to say, no, this one is impossible. This one will say it's too expensive. This one will say, but that is just, it's not practical. But the day when I run the idea past, Sam, he immediately just say, let's do this. Mm-hmm. He didn't ask how, where, when, where will we get the resources? No, he just say, yeah, let's do it. It can be done. That's it. Mm. And since that day, we never look backward. And then around sometime December, beginning of December, then we decide to put it out for public for testing.
Yeah.
And then in just one night when up to this point, we've only been using our WhatsApp, WhatsApp status as point of communication.
Yeah.
Our own, no commercial marketing. But the first day when we released this platform, over 120 something teachers registered on that night on the platform. And then again, within a week, we had like 300. And as we speak now, there are more than 500 teachers on the platform. And then there are more than 420 something cross-transfer request created on the platform. So like I said, the genesis of this platform was, you see, currently the current problem in Namibia is that it is there that teachers, when they want to do cross transfer, they can do cross transfer. The biggest challenge that has been in the market was who to match with has become an issue. And for me, a lot of teachers, principal, HOD and secretary, these four that we are only assisting now.
Yeah.
In February, we are going to launch for the nurses in case the question comes. But for now, we are only focusing on teachers, principal, HOD and school secretaries. So many of these users, when they call us, their stories have been quite emotional. I had a story of a husband who called me on behalf of a wife. So this man work in Windhoek.
Yeah.
They have a house in Utapi, and the wife works in somewhere in Karas region.
Yeah.
And then the man asked, please, I want you to find a transfer for my wife. I said, okay, well, he gave me the sad story, saying, no, my wife is far. I'm also here with work, and our house is in Utapi, and the kids are there, and it's just a mess. We want my wife to come closer to, home. At least she can run the house.
Yeah.
And for me, because of my work, I travel a lot, and it's important that we have one of us present. And that was the first story, and the rest follow, So then we decided, you see, we created the system with a matchmaking algorithm that calculates. So it works like this.
Yeah.
So if a teacher, because this is why many people, so there's a misconception that maybe we create transfer requests. We don't. We match teachers, right? So let me give you a practical example where it all started. So teachers, when they want to cross transfer, let's say there's Maria in Onesi Combined School.
Yeah.
And there's Ndapewa in Karas.
Yeah.
Let's say, In Karas High School, I'm just going to give you the practical example. Karas Region, Karas High School. There is Maria in Onesi Combined School. So what basically happened, these people, when they wanted to do cross transfer, they have to search the whole entire country. Right? They have to try everything. Go on radio, Facebook. Even on Facebook, there are many groups. Mm-hmm. There are also many WhatsApp groups for cross transfer. But one thing, all this system like is a database.
Yeah.
A database that extracts all this information. And that says there's someone here from Onesi who wants to go to Karas.
Yeah.
And there's someone from Karas who wants to go to Onesi. And there's someone from Onesi who is teaching mathematics, grade 4 to grade 5, and is in this particular region and second in school. That system has never been there, because if you post on the group today and you say, I'm looking for a cross transfer to Karas, and then someone joined tomorrow, there's no database. They'll miss what was posted the days after that.
Mm-hmm.
So we then created a database that capture all this live information.
Yeah.
So it capture and store it on the database. So if today the tower comes on the system and write his full detail, his name, her name, her region, her circuit, her school, the subject she's teaching, and the grade she's teaching, and then she click on the button that says create request, and she indicates, I want to go to this region and this circuit, and specifies either it's one school or just any school. so that the system will then search the entire database and feed Ndapewa all this information and say, since you teach mathematics and English, grade 4 to grade 5, so the system will automatically identify everyone who teaches those subjects in the region and second she desires.
So amazing. So you connect them to the platform and they get access to the places where they want to get into.
Exactly. So when they indicate I want to go to Oshana region, the system will always identify anyone in Oshana region teaching the same subject and grade and feed them those information. Mm-hmm. If they indicate I want to go to Erongo, anyone in Erongo teaching the same subject will be given that information, that data is given. Mm. And you want to understand it that most teachers, they used to, those who managed to do cross transfer, some of them, they paid each other. Mm. And this is a significant amount, huge and a disappointing amount, I can tell you that. For effect, I had one teacher paid 10,000 to get to transfer with someone. Yeah. Someone paid 15,000. And as an innovator, when you want to be a good innovator, identify the crisis in the society and implement a solution. Yeah. That is purpose. So what we decided is that how do we eliminate this process, because then people are still paying a lot. The challenge has been that they don't know that there are people willing or ready to exchange with them for free. Mm-hmm. There are already people that are willing to exchange. So we have what is called a matching scoring system.
Yeah.
So let's say, you see, traditionally when Maria wants to cross transfer to somewhere else, have to find people, have to write on Facebook, have to write where, and say 10,000 reward, 15, 20, depend on how desperate they are. Mm. So our system is trying to eliminate that because it's identifying for you the people already who wanted to come to where you are. Currently, you just can't find it anywhere because, like I mentioned earlier, there's no database. Mm. Something that is having central information that connects you to all the other interesting parties, all the other interesting teachers who want to go where you are. So we want to solve this whole thing. That's why we created iTransfer.
Yeah, it's quite a very interesting app. I remember, one of my friends, Fanny, she was looking for a job. Then she got a job as an educator in the southern part of Namibia. And I saw her posting, I think, for 5 months to say, no, guys, I want to come to Windhoek, I want to come somewhere. I think from here, I'll send her this. Maybe she's already using it because I did not see her posting. But it's quite a very beautiful and also interesting app. And it's a new thing. And we do have a problem of data in Namibia. We don't have database, especially to a lot of things. Now, let us look at, is it only teachers? And, is there, payment which is needed? And how should somebody access this, solution driven app?
Yes. So, currently we're only focusing on teachers.
Yeah.
It's teachers, principals, HOD, and school secretaries.
Mm-hmm.
We are only focusing around the school fraternity. Yeah. We are still gonna incorporate cleaners, hostel matron and all that, but everything we have to come in time. Mm-hmm. Rome wasn't built in one day, brick by brick, so we shall build.
Mm.
So with this remark, so we are focusing on this and then fix the whole entire system so that we can also come and fix the next cross transfer.
Mm.
So what we did is that unfortunately, we exist as a fully registered company, registered within, all the legal entity in Namibia, and also have a law abiding, and we pay VAT and all that, and we have expenses to pay. So, and this is a self-funded platform. We are not, subsidized by any or sponsored by any institution.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we charge as little as 200 Namibian dollars,
mm-hmm.
because 200 Namibian dollars help keep our lights on and our water running and our team together functioning.
Yeah.
So we just charge 200, and that 200, I want to rectify.
Yeah.
Our system is created to find matches for individuals within 31 days. All right?
Okay.
So within that 31 days, the system should find, because remember, when there are certain people, I can tell you, we have good statistics, especially junior primary teachers, right? That is grade 0 to grade 3.
Mm.
We have a lot of them on the database.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible that someone can go on the platform today and then can get a match immediately today or tomorrow, because those are the people that we're getting a lot. So what does that mean? So the more teachers come on the platform, the more opportunities. So we didn't create a platform that you have to subscribe per month.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone didn't get that month,
yeah.
that's why then they can go to the next month. But our system is created that way. So when we polish our algorithm, it's polished in the way that it must search to meet the needs of the people. Mm. There are certain people that will create a transfer request, and then a week or two, they didn't get a match. And the reality is so simple. There are people that are having what is called multi-faces. Multi-faces is a teacher that is teaching, for instance, on junior secondary.
Yeah.
That is meaning, so she's teaching maybe accounting grade 8,
yeah.
And she's teaching mathematics in grade 4.
Mm.
So sometimes such people will take time, but eventually they will.
Mm.
But it takes time because the system has to find them that exact match. So it works around the clock. We don't sit around the press button. Mm. The system does its own work, right? Mm. It's like when you go on Facebook and then you want to buy a BMW and you scroll a few pictures of BMW, you see every time you log in, you see a BMW. Mm. That's how the algorithm works. I don't want to go into technical details, but yeah. So with our platform, it searches and gives you that. So there are certain people that will go, when we say 200, it's just to keep our lights on and also to be able to function. So that money is just for this particular period of time, but who knows, we might increase or decrease when we get good partners that will come on board, because eventually we exist to serve the people.
Mm-hmm.
We exist to, you know, coming from mental health, we want to, people to teach, because there is one thing we need to understand.
Yeah.
If a teacher, an educator is frustrated, if a teacher is bothered, the classroom is bothered. Mm-hmm. If the classroom is bothered, the student is bothered. If the student is bothered, that whole chain is bothered. We have recently seen the results within the great, that was just recently published.
Yeah.
Some of the failure we can attribute to other things,
mm-hmm.
but some of them we can also attribute to, say, it was a mental health related issue where teachers are working in unfamiliar environment, where they're not happy where they are, toxic environment, you know, all these emotional things.
Mm.
So that's just one part of it. Yes.
Indeed. Now let us look at step by step. You know, Namibians, we really want to transfer, but we have a problem. Yeah. Some people have problem with technology. Let me say, give us step by step, very slowly. Especially our, I don't want to say BETD teachers do not know how to use technology. My father is also a teacher, né? But I want to, there are also those who are finding it very challenging to use, technology, particularly, when it comes to, using a phone. Can you give us just step by step to say, where can I find this app? How should I make, my payment? And also, how should I see and I realize that I'm active? And is there another any engagement when I'm at that platform? And what are of the challenges also there that, maybe most of the questions that you have been asked when people are in this app?
Yes. Okay. So, okay. Thank you for that good question.
Yeah.
You see, I want to be frank with you is that it's high time we as individual, as a nation, start thinking moving forward.
Mm-hmm,
all right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Technology is created to make our life better looking into the future, not looking backward.
Mm-hmm.
As we speak now, almost every person knows how to use Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and WhatsApp.
Indeed.
Some of this application doesn't even add value.
Mm.
On top of that, every second teacher has a bank. They know how to use their online payment. They know how to operate an ATM.
Mm-hmm.
So when we study this technology, we simplified ours. So if someone can post on Facebook and share and tweet and whatnot, we've simplified. So many of times when people call us and they say, this is challenging, I can bet you 100% our system is the easiest.
Mm-hmm.
We studied it throughout. It was many years of vigorous testing, and this is why it's challenging. Most educators, they just don't pay attention to detail.
Yeah.
And why am I saying so? We said we simplified. There are a couple of teachers that will call you and say, I can't even see that button. And you say, madam, did you see on your right top button?
Yeah.
And then they'll say, oh, yeah, it's here. Madam, did you see? But on Facebook, nobody tells them how to share, how to create a post, how to create a group, how to do this.
Yeah.
But for us, people don't want to pay attention. They just want to call and speak with you and say that.
Mm.
So we said, okay, you know what? We are going to help where we can,
especially
those premium clients of us that are fully subscribed.
Mm.
But what we did, we made it so possible that we built a call center where we can do manual tracking for those who are too busy.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that, yes. So there are those that are busy. And like you said, your father is a teacher. My mom, when she retired, her technological skill, I would say, was 80% or maybe 70%.
Okay.
So if she was If she was still a principal, we can still assist. She will call in and say, I created my account.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can check on the system. Yes, Mrs. Akasingo is here. Mm-hmm. She's teaching at this school, and she put in a transfer request for Shana region. Mm-hmm. So we have back-end support system where we can check for our paid client. And then we can check on the system, we can check on the matches, and then we can send those information via WhatsApp or email.
Mm-hmm.
So we also simplify to have a supportive back end that can meet our people where they are, wherever they need that information.
Mm-hmm.
But to be very sincere,
mm-hmm.
We have simplified it so simple that even registration,
mm-hmm.
registration is so easy. So it's when you complete step one, it will guide you go to step two and
mm-hmm.
click here. When you complete, so some people, they will just read the top and not read the bottom.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's that easy. And so it's so far it's a web-based app. So what our users need to do, they just need to go on www.itransfernamibia.com, of which I believe after this this recording, you will also post the link on Facebook and all the other social media. So it's itransfernamibia.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they'll just go and create their profile. Like I said, it's so easy. Just a matter of reading instruction.
Yeah.
The button will guide you.
Yes. Now, let us look at the feedback and also, the long term, because we want to look at the future, because when teachers are getting their transfer, you know, soldiers here are also saying, me, I also want to be closer to home, and I also find that let us look at the feedback, especially when you launch it, and we also look at what is your long term, especially using iTransfer, looking at other professionals, particularly those within the public sector.
Okay, so Let me actually start with the future, yeah?
Yeah.
So the future is that we want to collaborate with all the stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
We want to collaborate with all the stakeholders from the Ministry of Education itself,
mm-hmm.
Down to the regional office of the education.
Mm-hmm.
We are actually making it a priority that we meet all the head of those offices in all this region,
mm-hmm.
because we want fast service delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we do not interact with the work of the ministry, we don't. We just bring the information closer to the educators who need cross-transferring.
Mm-hmm.
But we understand there's a formal process that happens in this office, in these regional offices.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, they can be office politics where they just don't want to approve each other's transfer application. We have had a couple of those.
Yeah.
So we want to also, we have also ringed NAMTU.
Mm-hmm.
NAMTU, the teachers union, we have also ringed them. We want to give them a big seat at our table.
Yeah.
We want to give them, actually want NAMTU to be a stakeholder because they speak for the teachers. They hear the voices of the teachers and the educators at large. And we also are created in that direction that we give our educators a perfect working environment.
Mm.
So with all this, the future is to collaborate with all the stakeholders, and then we become an educator-centered first than just business as usual.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the future. And one of the future is that we will also not just be focused on educators. Like I told you, somewhere February or early March, we're going to launch our iTransfer for nurses, which is we are currently in testing mode.
Yeah.
And after nursing, and then we are also going to go into other public sectors.
Mm.
But one, we have to test from one to the other. So this has been not quite an easy journey, especially when you want to assist.
Yeah.
And then you find, some of the course, like for instance, we get these teachers, especially in the northern region.
Mm-hmm.
The northern region are the hardest teachers ever. Sorry to say this, but
they
will call you and then you I'm telling you, because we exist to give them help.
Yeah.
And then the person will switch the phone off in your ears without even asking. And then sometimes because we follow up. Some teachers, they created account, but they didn't create their cross transfer.
Mm.
So these are two things. If you come on our platform and you just register and you know you have never clicked the button written create cross transfer.
Yeah.
If you didn't put a request, you will never find a match. So because you need to create a cross transfer to indicate that you want to go away, so that you trigger the system to search for you. Secondly, there are teachers that will just come, or educators, let me use educator instead. There are educators that will come on the platform, and then they register the free account. So when they register a free account, and then they create a transfer request, and then they keep quiet. And then they expect the system just to give them. It's impossible. Like I told you, we have bills to pay. We have waters and a team to put together. So the system will not and can never. We don't run a charity, even though we are into mental health. So if with that, you will never. So someone will call you and say, no, I have been registered for since December and I did not see. And then you go on the system, you see this person is on a free account. But honestly, when have we ever seen anything free, if even in church people pay offering?
No, you know, like I think it's quite even cheap. Imagine people pay 10,000, and if I want to be closer to my family, especially you see young couples and you really see that it can even, you know, shattering this board, but paying 200 to be closer to family or to be closer to where opportunities are, or maybe to be closer where environment is better for you. I think it's charity, and it's just I think they will come on board, and it's just a matter of understanding which one is a priority and also which one is not a priority.
Of course.
And maybe let us look at I want us to look at the safety of the app, and also open for collaboration, because you know at my program at Business and Economic Segment, we've been speaking about innovation, we speak about collaboration, and also meeting government halfway. Now let's look at openness. Let me say there is somebody who is listening out there, that maybe you have a domestic investor in Namibia, or you have even government to come on board, because this one to me I think is an assistant who is willing to come and say, you know, this is a very good thing, and I want to put in into you, how open is your table, and to what extent assistance that you may also, you know, maybe need in terms of collaboration and investment, particularly in expanding. How open are you for a collaboration, particularly domestic investors?
Okay, so I'm a quite a student, and I'm quite fascinated by His Excellency, the founding Sam Shafishuna Nyoma, who has inspired me greatly, and everything that I do has been, you know, shaped or inspired from his teaching. Particularly one quote of his that I always repeat when he says, a people united fighting for common goals for all members of the society will always emerge victorious. Equally, I'm also a student of Ubuntu. I understand the proverb, Umuntu gumuntu gabantu, a person is a person because of other people. So there's no way on this earth one can just do something and then you exist on your own without others. And as the usual teaching, it's not about how fast or how far you go, but it's, you know, it's the people that you move with. With every person that you meet, add value on what you're doing. So we are definitely open for collaboration. We are definitely open for partnership. We are open as long as it doesn't change our purpose. You know, in our vision, which is to help. We don't want someone to come on our system and say, you know, no, now let's just change it. And because like I told you, it's mental health first.
That's
why we have what is called a call center. You know, some educators will call you and they'll spend 30 minutes with you on the phone, which is not good. But you need to understand that the people are going through crisis. They need someone that can listen, especially if they've been struggling with cross transfer. Someone just wants to say it out. We have been hearing stories. So even when we begin our partnership with Nantu as we want, at least Nantu can understand the concern of the teachers. I have heard 1,000 stories of teachers saying the principal had a problem with signing or their cross transfer. The principal has been saying it have been difficult. We've been hearing those stories. But you telling us those stories, sometimes, you know, we just end on a phone conversation. But if we collaborate with Nantu, that call conversation will be extended to another stakeholder. So anyone who come on board and, you know, try to partner, as long as they're adding value and in line with where we are heading to, we're definitely welcoming them. But if someone come and want to derealize and want us to go into a different road other than what we envision for the people, yeah, unfortunately, there are going to be, you know, check and balances that you need to do,
Yeah. Now, let us look at, you know, the challenge of cyber attack, cyber security, and all the discussion going on, and with the merging of an app, you also find, some individual who can come and also maybe presenting themselves as, no, I'm Akathingo, and this is iTransfer, and how safe is the app, and have you experienced a situation where somebody is, you know, impersonating your service also, and how protected is the app, particularly from external, I don't want to say distractors, but cyber, criminals.
Yeah. Okay. The sad reality is that those are some of the few things that you can't control, especially impersonators. Because where there's good, there's bad. Where there's light, there's darkness. Mm-hmm. Where there's left, there's wrong. That's the society, unfortunately, we live in, and you have to face that said reality. So far, we haven't experienced a situation where someone tried to impersonate, impost or whatsoever, but we believe someone may come in the future.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's just a bit too wrong, because both me and my partner, we have a very good, strong background in terms of technology, of which my partner, Sam Fotolela, is quite an expert in data security as well. In the next interview, you're going to hear much more on data, because our collaboration is that one is a mental health and a developer. The other one is also a developer and a data security expert. So our combination started first. What took us long was how do we deal with the issue of data and security?
Mm-hmm.
That's where he came in. Mm-hmm. So that's where we started. We could have launched this as far as November, but these were some of the issues we have to study first and implement first, because it's not our first app we are working on or either we work. So these are, so for those that are going to impersonate, we always told, even we have, what we have been doing so far is that we have two WhatsApp group. One is definitely full now. It has about 1,020 members. We just recently started one. So on those groups, we are always feeding the educators information, giving them education, because one thing we don't allow on our WhatsApp group, we don't allow anyone to come there and post, I'm looking for a transfer, or post on our group, I'm looking for, I'm selling shoes. No. Our WhatsApp group is strictly for technical support, to support our people, information dissemination, and keep them updated and up to speed. The reason why you create a WhatsApp group and people start posting, then you create anarchy and chaos, which I'm anti. I'm very much against. So why we created those groups is to offer technical assistance. Many will come and post, and we remove. And I'll tell you one sad story. There were two teachers, two educators that don't understand the spirit of Ubuntu and what we want to achieve for the nation at large. They come on the group, they post things, then we removed. Then we were added on another group. Then we posted our material for teachers who want. And then they deleted our post. They say, no, because we removed us from yours. Then I say, unfortunately, you don't get the vision. Because we exist to serve everyone, including yourself. We exist to serve the whole entire nation. We want to create one system clean of misinformation. That's what we have on the group. That is everything we are communicating on the group must be there. If someone gets contacted by someone out of this group using a different line that is not ours, that is not me or Grace or Sam or any other of our affiliates, then we should know that definitely are being scammed, because everything of ours goes on the website and on our WhatsApp group and social media, and all our contacts are there. So we are starting from there. Until we come to a system, we are still building stronger system around that. But it's up to this point, we haven't experienced that, but we are strongly on our WhatsApp group and also on the website.
It's quite a very good thing, especially when it comes to matter of misinformation. Maybe I also ask you to give the number that you use, or the business number that you use, particularly in clarifying this information, because there are thousands of people who are listening out there from different corners of Namibia. Somebody just want additional information. Maybe I did not ask the question, the right question that he or she has, because teachers have different experience. Maybe before, at the end of the conversation, we'll also be able to, you know, to give this number. If you are free, you can give it now. Then we can move. We can move forward, because there is always that one who want additional information and want to be part of WhatsApp group too.
Yes. So If someone is busy, perhaps picking a pen and paper to jot this down.
Yeah.
If you go on our website, itransfernamibia.com,
mm-hmm.
and you go all the way below, you'll see our number.
Mm-hmm.
And our number is as follow: is 081-45-74-899. And I'll repeat it: 081-45-74-899. And like I said, if you go on our website, itransfernamibia.com, the I is for like iPhone. So it's itransfernamibia.com. You should see below there, our contact numbers are there. So you can always text. And the good part is we offer 24-hour services to our educators on iTransfer, because we understand already that they spend much of the day with our kids.
Yeah.
And they after school, they need to take a break and rest and all that.
Mm.
So that's why our services, whatever time they contact, whether it's 5, whether it's 10 o'clock, whether it's 12, there's always someone willing to respond to their request.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have around 13 minutes there. We are doing very well when it comes to time. And, just before I give you also an opportunity to give additional information, you know what? Before we come to this interview, I have to go and, do my research. And I've seen one of the best speeches that you have given in, what is this called? Afro Arab Youth Conference. Very powerful. And, maybe just to, okay. Yeah, we're in contact with Mr. Riona Dakathingo, and we'll be back to you shortly. We'll communicate back shortly. Just stay tuned. We are here until the hour of 1900 hours. Sorry,
my friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast.
Yeah, we are back with Mr. Kathingo. Reonat, you know, I was indicating to say you gave one of the best speeches there, that you represent us, and you are the Obama of our time when it's coming to oratoric skills. But it is quite content. It is quite a very good content. Yeah. Now, let us in this 10 minutes, if there is anything that you think need clarification, particularly in terms of information of the app, in terms of using of technology, and most importantly, some of the questions that people are still asking, because Namibians, we like asking questions, and we want really to see, and also those who just come on the radio for the first time, because you always find somebody, we are listening on the radio and say, no, there's something interesting for you, but we are about to conclude. Maybe just to look into those questions, and also to a bit summarize. I think the 10 minutes, we are still doing very well.
Yes. Okay. So in terms of misinformation, let me clarify on two things.
Yeah.
All right. What we do and what we do not do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I want the nations at large all ears at this one.
Yeah.
What we don't do, we do not approve. We don't approve transfers.
Mm-hmm.
We do not. Secondly, we do not replace government structures. Three, we do not interfere with HR procedures.
Mm-hmm.
And four, we do not handle bribes or influence outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
This, I've seen it. There was even a day I posted on my social media and my WhatsApp, and someone called me brutal, and I posted on the group that offering any member of my team, or me myself, to say, I'll just give you 2,000 or 10,000 so that you find a match. This would be a waste of time. I cannot influence.
Mm-hmm.
Because the data that you will get when you log in your account is the same data that I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. We created a functional algorithm that search and provide you that data.
Mm-hmm.
So if You can't be lazy trying to pay me 10,000 and you don't want to pay 200 to register and see the same data. It's lugubrious. It doesn't work. Mm. And we also do not work as a recruitment agency. But what we do is we match educators. We facilitate networking. Mm. We provide verified profiles. And we support transparency and we reduce emotional and logistical burden. Mm. Like I said, a lot of teachers for quite some time, their biggest challenge was to find a match. Mm. Because they have to go. I'm telling you, there are stories. I have messages with, the clients who would reach us and say, for 10 years, I've been looking for a transfer. For 15 years, I have people as far as a lady working in somewhere in Opoo, and she's from Zambezi region. And then when she heard of iTransfer, she called me and said, but this is a wonderful platform. Imagine I'm working in Opoo and I'm from Zambezi region.
And I've
been waiting for this opportunity so that now I can transfer somewhere closer now. Mm. And this opportunity is just for the first time in life that we have availed this technology to the public to say, let's make your life easier. You don't need to struggle, because in reality, if someone is in Opoo and wants to go to Zambezi region, how do you expect this person to know if someone like that exists? Remember, the beauty of our country is that we live everywhere. As we speak now, you wouldn't know. But there's also someone in Zambezi region that is from Opoo, and for many years have also been trying to go to Opoo. But how can they know this if there's no centralized system?
Indeed.
We created our system, was to say all your worries and your burdens are gone. Mm. So now we are creating one centralized system. And we have been telling teachers that when you refer our platform to all the other educators, it's actually for your best interest, because the more educators on the system, the faster it is for everyone to get a transfer match easier and faster. And that's what we exist. Mm-hmm. Because like I said, if any technology cannot solve the needs of the people, then basically that technology belongs on TikTok.
indeed. Because I think we need more conversation, and I understand after this communication, we'll receive again a lot of, I think we'll receive a lot of calls regarding, the app and all this information. Maybe, while we are there, maybe just to touch on, your short a little bit regarding your journey, how you came about, particularly in innovation. I want you to touch on, hardness. I want you to touch on resilience, and also want you to touch on innovation, because in most cases, to speak about innovation, you read, for example, NDP 6. I do not want to challenge it, but we speak about youth innovation and all these things. But we see somebody with an app, we think it was just an easy thing, and you make it sound effortless. Maybe to a young person also who is also motivated to find solutions to other problems, not iTransfer. What are some of the messages that you have to this person? You find people really with ideas, but they are demoralized, or they did not see an example in that aspect.
Yeah. So, at the beginning there, you mentioned that you made the research and you saw when I gave a speech at Afro Arab Youth Council. That's a conference that took part in Uganda sometime last year. I'm also a member of the Afro Arab Youth Council.
Yeah.
You see, there's something, if I have to go deeper, that I've never been happy about my country and the state of mental health, is that we are good at talking and we are also good at doing nothing.
For me, I've
been doing a lot practically. I've created an app called Popia Mobile that assists people in terms that they want to commit suicide. They've been raped, they are being abused, and they are just shy. They can use that application to do a lot of things. I created an app where you can do mental health assessment. There's a lot that I've been doing. I've written books and all that. But the sad part about Namibia is that mental health has become like these new revival churches, how they use the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, you just say mental health and you gain their attention. Everyone say mental health and you do this and then you gain their attention and that's it. And for many years, I've not been that guy who is in the newspaper, not because I don't want to be in the newspaper, because I just have a different mindset in approach to mental health, because like I said earlier at the beginning of the introduction, that I survived suicide, not once, but twice.
So this
should tell you already that I speak from a point of pain, resilience. I speak from a place of darkness that I just realized that there was a way out.
And
if it was not because of God Almighty, I would not be here today to speak. And everywhere I go, when I'm invited, I was supposed to be in Morocco for another conference and some few hindrance come the way, but God is willing, we shall see. But why I'm recognized out is because I am the type of person that think of a problem and create solution. I'm not interested in the interview because I believe in impact over fame. Whether I run one from here to Windhoek and I say it's for mental health, I don't know how that makes sense, but I believe people still want to commit suicide. You need to meet them halfway. You need to create something. You need to create a solution. When you hear a politician and then they think about mental health, incorporate in government mental health. Again, what have you created? Still nothing, because the problem still remains. And I've always indicated one or twice or thrice where I said any affected person is an ineffective person. So for me, all along, my job was that I have to sit and spend 1,000 times on my computers researching and see how we can create this. Because if God has given you a gift, use that gift. Unfortunately, God didn't give me a gift to study or the opportunity to study IT, but I had to study it on my own and create solution that people are using. I didn't study IT, but I'm good at developing mobile apps and software because I spent time studying and researching and practicing and failing. But like I told you, everyone, there's a huge lesson everyone needs to learn in failure, because failure tells you what doesn't work and what works. And for most people, when they hit rock bottom, they think that's it. Some of us, we don't. Every time, I can't even tell you I failed way. I believe I didn't fail. I just, maybe that was just not working for me.
Yeah.
And then it ended there. I didn't fail in life. I tell myself that every day so that I have purpose to live again. But for most people, they don't. And for every young person, you need to understand that concept. If you are sitting and waiting for Messiah to come in some form of whatever, whether it's in a government suit or you're waiting for what, unfortunately, you are going to grow roots. Change won't come. Changes is made for risk takers, people who are willing to try things. And every person, you should have a friend like Sam. Have a friend that is like my partner, Sam Fotolia, someone who tell you, yes, it can be done. Don't have a friend who tells you, but the moment when you have friends that puts you, but it can be done, then I'm telling you, your chances of survival on this planet Earth are thin as a ruler. You need to have friends that empowers you. You need to exercise your mental muscle that when you tell yourself, I'm going to do this, do it by all means. Even if two or three people subscribe, continue pushing, because it's through pushing that you learn. Because our system, as you can see it, as beautiful as it is now, you need to understand where we started, where we are failing and we are changing and upgrading, because first we are solving a problem, but we didn't have a teacher as a stakeholder to teach us how the transfer process. And then we have to cancel everything again and rebuild from scratch. And then after we rebuild, then we didn't understand too much technicalities in development. Then again, we faced another setback. There was even a day when our system was offline for a whole week. And we had to go back in studying and researching and build it back until we become much better.
Yes.
At the level where we are, from where we come from, there were a lot of what many can call failure. There were many times where we wanted to give up. There were many times we were like, this won't work. But because we are just facing those countless challenges. If there are times when we needed funds for few things. You call these friends who say no. You call this one who say what. You say, and then maybe it was greater that way that we needed to learn on ourselves and equip. Because through this process, we became master.
Yeah.
We become expert of something that we didn't even train for.
Indeed, Mr. Leonard Akathingo. I don't know how much to thank you, and I want to indicate that if I have to give maybe one sentence about you, I must say you are what the country have been waiting for, because indeed what you have touched about, we have a lot of theorists, we speak about strategies and framework, but little to nothing really, and I just wish you strength and greet Mr. Sam Fotolela, and we wish to communicate again, and you know, with the business and economic segment with Eagle FM Namibia, we are always very happy, especially this platform where you are indicating what you have done for the country, and maybe the people will listen, people will engage, and I hope we'll continue the conversation again. Thank you
very much. God bless you.
All right, shab.
Bye.
Yeah, you have heard it yourself. That was Mr. Leonard Akathingo. He's a co-founder of iTransfer Namibia. And, you know, that will bring us to the end of our conversation. It's 1 minute past the hour of 1900 hours. From me, David Shombe. Bye-bye for now. See you around. And I'll leave you in the good hands of my team from Ondangwa there. That is Mtumwa team. Kapateka Toka. And Uncle Fly. Bye-bye.